Okay. I'm sorry for a few minutes late. We want to continue today our discussion. We kind of started yesterday about Vesas HaGuf. We spoke mostly yesterday about Vesas HaKfitza, okay, which is we have a physical action that causes or plays a role in causing the advent of the period, right, the causing the Dam to come. As opposed, we also mentioned yesterday, that's why I continue today, about Vesas HaGuf. Vesas HaGuf, you know, are symptoms basically that the woman always feels before she gets her period, whether it's a headache or some sort of cramping, or she feels other types of symptoms and so on. So we know she's getting her period. She knows she's getting her period. So therefore, she's reported from her husband. Okay. And we'll see some of the details about that. That's not quite the same as Vesas HaKfitza. We mentioned yesterday that the principal difference is that whereas in the case of Vesas HaGuf, it's basically her getting her period that in effect generates those feelings, that heaviness or the cramping or the yawning, whatever it is that we discussed yesterday, as opposed to Vesas HaKfitza, where some kind of physical action causes her period, as opposed to the period causing the symptoms, okay? Now, we spoke yesterday about Vesas HaKfitza, so we mentioned that there's my focus about it, but the Vesas HaKfitza alone works to be Koveya Vesas, so there's only an association with Yomim, right? We discussed that yesterday, only an association in particular days. The assumption is that when it comes to kfitza, we say we don't accept it by itself. We'll talk today about, you mentioned the question yesterday, as we get to it, you know, about achila, eating certain types of foods, which we touched upon. We'll get to in greater detail today, which would seem to be similar enough to Vesas kfitza, and that eating these foods generates, and yet the psak is not the same direction, that would seem. And you know, we struggle with that a little bit. But in any event, before we get into those details, let's begin. With the Rashba. Most of this section of some Kufpei test, by the way, as you notice, is based on the Rashba and the Rosh. So the Rashba and the Tarsabayas and the Rosh are more or less, for the most part, agree. So here, we'll move to source number one. Again, the Tarsabayas and the same source by Zayin Shar Gimel. Od Yotzer Mizet, L'tchilas Kriyas HaVesesh, Shem Piyakov HaRosh. So here we're talking about the Vesaguf. We'll get to Vesachil. But the Vesaguf, Piyako, whatever Piyako means, you know, she was, she was yawning or some type of physical activity, hiccups and that kind of stuff. She Piyako Barosa, feel Piyako Barosh Chodesh, close to Tipa Palm Shanis, the Aze Yom, she Tipa Choshesh, but low. Shem Alapihukim Shutim Tikavenim. Okay, our boy is telling us that when it comes to these kinds of things, okay, these Pihukim, these other bodily symptoms, these other Vesaguf, here, you have to be choshesh, even if you know, even if it was not associated with a particular day. It was unlike kfitza, which we assume la'alocha was only in association with appearing to every X number of days, every Sunday, every whatever, every fifth Sunday, together with, right, that was what we spoke about yesterday. But here, piyuk by itself, you have to be choshesh for it by itself. Shemal piyukim shurim dekabeno, the piyuk of a lo rasa, but if she then had the same symptoms and the taka was not indicative, she never got her period, then she went to choshesh, we can shoot, and you have to worry about that. Okay, aval adayin, choshesh rosh chodesh, shemal rosh chodesham tekabeno. It happened on a particular day, so she would still have to be choshesh for that day. That's how the Rosh says as well, in source number two. Again, this is in Perek Tes, the second Siman Aleph. Rosh says, in piyuk of rosh chodesh rosa, rosh chodesh rosa, the shuv piyaka besocha chodesh. Okay, she saw two times in a row on Rosh Chodesh, and it was accompanied by this gaping or whatever this other physical symptom is. Okay, and then she had that same physical symptom besocha chodesh. Choshesh laosa piyuk basur l'shamish ad shetivdo. She would not be, even though it's not Rosh Chodesh. Now she saw it on the 25th of the month. Okay, before the next Rosh Chodesh, and she had this same physical symptom, so she required bedika first to see if this there's something going on. But if in Borka v'lo rasa, but if she taka did a bedika and there's nothing there, so eino choshesh shuv l'piyuk greida. She no longer has to worry about this physical symptom. However, aval adayin choshesh rosh chodesh shem tikva rosh chodesh. She still has to worry about the rosh chodesh, and that's how Shulchan Aruch paskins here in Sif Chaf Aleph, Var Siman Kuf Peites 3. Piyuk of rosh chodesh rasa v'chazer piyuk v'sochem echodesh choshesh is also piyuk v'asur l'shamish hatzativdo shekol veses bein shel yomim. We know that for the following month, you always have to be, you're not establishing a Vesas until three times, but in terms of being choshesh the following month, once enough. So the same thing here. Okay, this again, the kfitza is different. But this type of Vesas HaGuf, this Shulchan Aruch is ruling that you know, again, if it could be that the piyuk was only in association with a certain day, then the chashash would need me for that day. But if she didn't have it on that day, she still has to be choshesh. She had it on a random day, whatever. She still has to be choshesh the following month. But continues the Shulchan Aruch. Then that's the Shulchan. Okay, clear and pretty straightforward. Okay, the Taz in Sirkat and Lamed Hay. Okay, again, we mentioned before. What do you mean? Why does she need the Bedika even after the one time? What's the Bedika? So the Taz said, not Lamed Hay, but Lamed Ches. Sirkat and Lamed Ches, the source four, says kosher. Okay, ha'isa b'simin zeh back in Sifdalad, b'imlo kavato gimel pami v'lo bodka v'lo rosa kevin she'avron rosa mutar. We paskin, that was machlokas we had, but we paskin if the expected date went by and shiitake didn't do a bedika and nothing happened, so then she's not kosher anymore. Okay, so why is this case any different than the other vesa shena kavua? Well, she's supposed to do a bedika, but if she didn't do a bedika, then she's muteris, you know, understand kasha, right? Remember back in Sifdal, right? We had that. But if she didn't do the bedika based on the Gemara, okay? If she didn't do the bedika, then what? So we say if it went by and there's nothing, so it's okay. She's muteris. Here it doesn't say that. Here it says, asul shamish acha tivdok. Right? Asul shamish acha tivdok. That's what Shmuel said, the first line of three. That's Chaval. So what's the difference? So he said, they propose a suggestion, the difference is b'di'evet and l'chatchila. It's all not a question. Okay, there it's talking about b'di'evet. B'di'evet. You know, if she didn't do the b'dika, it's okay. Here it's saying l'chatchila, she should be b'dika. But the Taz doesn't like that answer because the words are the same. The Mechavi uses the same words. So it doesn't sound like it's mashma here, even l'chatchila. Okay, even l'chatchila. Mashma there, even l'chatchila. So it's a question of, again, the Taz is not comfortable saying that it's l'chatchila b'di'evet. Okay, and the answer is Venirid, third line, the Khan Bepir Goratre came to Derek Hateva who be Ishala Fak Bashas we also Osamukla Habaresla Fanenu Shitme. No, here we are taka stricter. Okay, because some type of physical symptom is very often associated with her getting a period stronger than just the arrival of a particular day. Okay, there's a worse, I don't know, worse, it's more chumer. Okay, there's a derech hateva, there's a natural circumstance. Therefore, it's more chumer than other vesa shena kavuas. So other vesa shena kavua will say, okay, she should do a bedika. If she didn't, it's not going to be a sura. Here, it's a stronger type of, an indication, and therefore, we're going to require a bedika. Okay, that's basically the Taz's teretz. Okay, okay. The Korn Maskana, so Isha Shapia Kavarasa. Okay, and then she again was piyaka and didn't do a bedika. She's asura until she does a bedika. Okay, that's how the Taz comes out. Okay, because then this is more stringent. The Meshach and the Kudus HaKesef on this Taz in Sukkot and Lamed Ches, it's Sukkot and Test and the Kudus HaKesef 5, he thinks the whole Kasha is not a Kasha. The Shach rejects the whole thing. Okay, and he says that here too, it means the Chatchila, and if a certain amount of time passed and she didn't do it, she'll be Muteris. In other words, he says, the Shach says, "Lo kasha midi." The Hachavada Yevshar Moshe Tochos Ela Adshetivak Lachach Amar Asur L'Shamish Adshetivdo Klomar B'Samuch Achar Piyuk Asur L'Shamish. Right, right away in a short span of time. Of course, it doesn't give the exact parameters, but in a short span of time, near the Piyuk, then she does Asur L'Shamish. Over Zman Muflag, but a reasonable amount of time went by. Achar Piyuk below her Gisha, and she experienced that Muteres. Okay, because it's the best shayna kavua. So he says, not really a machokas at all. It's not really a steer at all. Okay, it's the same din. She's asura the time of the piyuk. Okay, but afterwards, if she didn't do bedika, but she didn't see anything either, so then she'll remove teres, like any other vessel shayna kavua. You hear the shach? Okay, so he disagrees with that. Atar sa shlomim, however, here in Sukkot, is that with me? I'm not going too fast. So this is it. Okay, in Sukkot Mem Aleph, 6, Atar sa shlomim, quotes the Bach, okay, who does accept that kind of lechatchila b'di'evet thing, which the Taz rejected it. The Taz rejected it, but the Taz Hashem says the quotes the Bach, the din of the Shulchan Aruch is lechatchila here, okay, but b'di'evet, she would not need a bedika. The Taz didn't accept it, but the Bach does. The second line, and so on. So he agrees. All right. Nonetheless, in terms of the other achronim, the Sidrei Tara here in Sukkot and Chav Zayin, Sidrei Tara thinks the Taz is right. Okay, he says the Taz is Akasha, and he says the others give it teretz. But the last line of the page here in source 7, Ikar Kemosha Kosav Taz the Kan Garatze. He thinks the Taz is right, that the Ikar is this is a worse kind of thing, because he says, he goes so far as to say that the Piyuk is like her Hargosha. Okay, and this Piyuk is like a Hargosha. Okay, and therefore it's a Surah. Okay, again, most here he says that. He said, "Avahochal." The last word of the Sidrei Tara here. The Sidrei Tara is this is Sivkat and Chav Zayin. Sidrei Tara writes, "Avahochal, Hainu Hargosha Dida." This is her Hargosha. Okay, we talked it earlier in the year. Well, Hargosha, we don't exactly have it today. So here, this always accompanies this type of physical symptom. So this is like her Hargosha. Therefore, it's Asura. Right, so writes the so says the Sidrei Tara. Most of the Achronim are make on this that if she didn't do Bedika and a certain amount of time went by. Then she's okay, yeah. Why Achil should be, it's hard to say Achil is Hargosha, yeah. I hear, good question. Okay, I have to look what the Sidrei Tara says over there. But okay, we'll get back to Achil today. But
how seriously does he mean like Hargosha? Is it just like a Dimyon Ba'alma, or is
that'll answer your question. I was like, is he really just saying Ki Hargosha? I mean, it doesn't mean it's a real Hargosha, it's like Hargosha. I think more like you're saying the Dimyon. You're saying it's like, but it's still, it'd be harder to say that by the tasting food than it is by this. Okay. Anyway, that's it. But again, most Achronim, as far as, you know, I think you look in the regular news form, they're Makel on this. She didn't do it, she should do Bedika, but she didn't do Bedika. We're not going to say that it's awesome. Okay, and the Shach, by the way, points out in Sukkot and Samech, number 8, the Shach points out that the Enochosh is Odin, so the Kol Vesel Lipa Begimel Pama, who Nekar Pama Achas, that we know. I was still Choshesh Rosh Chodesh. Again, remember the case, right? She was Piyak on Rosh Chodesh, Piyak on Rosh Chodesh, and the third time she was Piyak or whatever, not on Rosh Chodesh. So she still should be Choshesh Rosh Chodesh for the day. But the, And what the Taz, the Shachar, said that means Umashmala Ona Bainanis ain't Sarch Lochosh. Michodosh Lochodosh Haino Ona Bainanis. But that's a Shach Lashitoso earlier, right? That he holds Ona Bainanis the same as the Vesta Chodosh. Okay, so anyway, that the Shach just says that you would not need to be Choshe for the Ona Bainanis. Okay. Now, one other issue that, again, is brought up here that relates to the next Siv. And again, each time, if you saw the Shulchan Aruch goes back and forth. This was Piyuk with days. Now it talks about Piyuk with Haflaga. Just like we had with Kvitz, you know, it's just a parallel. I broke up the Rishonim into the Taurus HaBayis is all one, well, depends on which edition, I guess, you have the Taurus HaBayis. In my old edition of Taurus HaBayis, everything's one long paragraph. Probably the newer editions, they break it up. But I broke it up here to match what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Same thing with the Rush. It's all part of the same passage in the Rush. Okay, I quoted here, I just chopped up the relevant phrases to lead you to the Shulchan Aruch. I'm following the order of the Shulchan Aruch here. Okay, this is now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, the same in Sif Chav Bey. So the Rosh Bor writes, again, it's all in that same piece by Zayin Shar Gimel. Rosh Bor writes, V'chein in Pirka Rosh Be'ezi Yom Shiyeh V'od Pirka Rosh Choshesh Lo Pihukin V'zein Tzorach Lomash Afilin Pirka Rishon Choshesh V'yukin Eloshim Parka Bam Shlishes Lo Rosh Shuhin Choshesh Lo Pirka Aval Adayin Choshesh Lo Flogas Havesit. It's the same thing. I mean, it's a flogger issue. That's what the same way said by Yamin, he said by a flogger too. And the Rosh says the same thing here. He gives an example. Okay. Aval piyak av rosa, piyak av rosa, shu piyak av rosa, shu ena choshesh al piyak greater, like we said. Aval tzvich halacha, shem atipa la vesas piyak le itim yiduos. Right, at a certain fixed times. Kagon. Im ha'ya bein piyak rishon l'sheni shloshim yom, u bein sheni l'shishi esim yom, it's in the Ravid. And the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef summarizes this here in the Cotton Chav Beis. Nimtza Shemi Shepiaka Varasa Tzvichalacha Shal Sholosh Mine Viz Vestos. Okay, the Beis Yosef summarizes it all up. He says, a woman is Piyak Avarasa, she should be Choshesh for the following. Choshesh is a one, Lepihukim. this physical symptom. Two, liyama kavu b'chodesh. And three, laflaga. Okay, I mean, straightforward, right? Lepihukim, shebepam rishona shetipa choshesh shemetire. Liyama kavu b'chodesh, yimrosa rosh chodesh, choshesh yom rosh chodesh rishon, which comes after that. Yimetesu chodesh rosh, choshesh yom tesu chodesh rishon, laflaga. Shimchazav rosa lasof esim, tzicha lachosh lasof esim, liyazul. Okay, I mean, I'm going through this quickly. I think it's not that difficult. This is summarizes the three things. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins here, Sifcha Beis 12, Chayin Adin B'Yomim, in Pirka Hayom, or Pirka Lesof Yat Lamed, in Tifak Afil Shalob Yom Shloshim Choshesh Shalosh Shapir Shema Tikbal Apir Greater. We said this physical symptom alone works. Piyaka b'sol shloshim v'roraso ain tzrich halachos od l'piyak greater, because you already had one time was uprooted, like we said before. Right? Everyone with me here? Okay. However, avo tzrich halachos l'sof shloshim. She's still worried about the end of 30 days because that was the interval. That was aflaga. V'chein tzrich halachos yom akavu v'chodesh apiyaka bo shem atikba v'asos liyom. Okay. So that's that takes care of that. Now, we alluded to this earlier. Okay, there are different types of bodily symptoms. So the Rashbo writes again in the same piece. The Rashbo writes, "Uperush 13, Uperusho kol shetikpa ena shlosh apam rasa shlosh apam mitoch piuk, o shlosh apam mitoch itush, and so on." Each one of the physical symptoms, you can't, like I said yesterday, you can't mix and match. Right, there are different physical symptoms. You can't say, well, this month she saw that physical symptom, next month she saw a different physical symptom, the third month she saw another. That's not going to be called the Vesaguf. Okay, Vesaguf has to be the same physical symptom three times. Okay, same physical symptom three times. You can't combine different Vestosaguf and therefore say that there's a Kavua for Vesaguf because they're not the same thing. That's what the Rashbo writes. He says, Abel Itcha Pam Achas Roso. This time she sneezed, and that time she had a stomach, abdominal pain, or whatever, right? So you can't combine them. Okay? That's the Rashba. Okay? The Magid Mishnah also, on the Rambam that we saw yesterday, Perk Ches, Halach Halam, because of Haim, she ain't echad min mikrim ela koveya vessels chavero. One vessel goof can't be koveya for other things. Right, for another one. She has to see if the three pihooks or three sneezings and so on. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says now in Sif Chav Gimel. Kol elo avesh nigboim ayde mikra ein echad kove im chaveru. Ela kol shepirka shosh pam rosa kav avesh. Avon pirka pam echad misatcho stay pamim ein mitstarfim. Okay, that's what the Mechaber rules there, Ein Mitztarfim. Okay, now, here, that's an Alcha Chav Gimel. It's on this that the Ramah, and I don't know why the Mechaber doesn't talk about it, but the Ramah now brings up the eating issue. Okay, it brings up, you saw this, right? It brings up the eating issue. Okay, you go back to the Gemara, we saw it yesterday, but the Gemara says, on the Sal Gimel Beis, Elam Arbaye, 16. Everyone with me? 16. Where it says Elam Rabaye Lasuya Achla Shumaraso Achla Bitsamaraso Achla because of Pilpa Maraso. Okay, so that's also called the Vesa Guf. So it really turns out, it seems, that there are three different types of Vesa Saguf. Okay, the body's indication, okay, the body reaction, Piako, Nisacho, other pains, and so on and so forth. Okay, what I'll call a somewhat external stimulus, such as achila, but it does go into your body. You eat and it goes into your system, okay? And then what we called onus, we talked about yesterday, a totally external motivator, or whatever the right word is, okay, is kritza. You follow? There's really three different types.
And Tosus would define that as being Torah or no Torah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, again, that's onus, what it is by onus, by jumping. So, yeah, correct. Okay, so again, it remains a little bit difficult. I mean, the question you asked yesterday, why achila is considered a greater... I understand why the physical symptoms are different than kritza, because, again, one is internal in the sense that it's a direct result of getting the period, and the other one is a cause. But why achila is a question. Okay, we'll see in a moment. We'll struggle a little to understand that. Okay, the Rashbor writes in the same piece, seven, by Zion Shar Gimel 17. V'yesh, well, first he discusses the following question, because the Gemara's example, it gives three examples of different types of sharp or hot foods. Okay, shum is garlic, betelim, betzolim is onions, and pilpulim is pepper. Okay, so the same question over here, can you mix and match? Okay, can you mix and match? The Rashbor writes, V'yesh l'mud l'rosh bar covers yama umay, so that we saw. Ketzer could go and shakovtza becher b'shabes rosa. Oh, she'achla pilpulin becher b'shabes. And she ate peppers on Sunday. Rosa of achla pilpulin becher b'shabes rosa. Vizui shenikra vesas murkam. Now he's defining vesas murkam, which is a combination of days and eating. But the point is, he seems to place, you know, he seems over here anyway, to place achila and say that achila alone won't help. And he also mentions that the same food, okay? And the Chora Abai is just giving examples, right? It doesn't mean it can be three, you know. So he mentioned a pilpul and pilpulin, okay? So we'll see. You know, right now, it looks like he's right now, at this point in the Rashba, it looks like he's saying that, you know, that achil alone is not enough. It's like kvita, but we'll see. But don't be misled by that. We'll see later. In fact, you want to look at 25. Okay, when we get there, we'll say, he says that achil alone is enough. So I don't want you misled by this point. Here I'm just pointing out the pilpulin issue, okay? That he mentions the pilpulin, okay? It sounds like by mentioning pilpulin, he's saying it's got to be the same food. The Rosh, however, says, again, now in Perek Tes, the second Siman Aleph again, right, 18. The Rosh says, v'chein kol kez b'en l'asui yamayim, amar rabba bar ula l'asui rosh ha-kamed av erak v'edem alev rosh, that's the Gemara. V'chein achla shum rosa, achla batzel rosa, kisa pilpul rosa. So again, the simple reading of the Rosh might lead you to say that, you know, it's not the same food. Okay, even if they can all combine one time, three different foods, right? One time garlic, one time onion, one time pepper. They can combine, okay? Now, the Mordechai in his Hilchos Nida the Mordechai 19, and then Remez Tuf Shin Lamed Gimel, he writes, Hilchach, Misha Vesta B'Simone Gufa, V'lo L'yamin. That's Simone Vesta Gufa. O Bachila Shum, O Achla Pilpulin, V'rosa Mutta L'Shamesh, Ad She'agia, O Sama Simone. She is Puntaris until those things happen. Until any of those things happen, okay. And it sounds like he's also saying that it can be shum and pilpulin and so on. It can combine different. It doesn't have to be always the same food. Any of these sharp foods. So Shramor writes in the Shulchan Aruch here in 20 again in Simchav Gimel. Shramor writes, "Achla shum rasa, achla batzav rasa, achla pilpulin rasa." Okay, yesh omrim shekavala vesis l'reiya alone. Okay. They call achilas dvar mechamim by eating any of these hot, sharp, spicy foods. Okay, any of them, you can combine them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. There are more really. All right, he seems to say that the vesim established by eating any spicy food, it doesn't have to be the same one food three times. Right? It can be any type of spicy food. The gra, the Gaon in Sukkot and Lamedal, the Biur Gra 21 is not so sure about it. Okay. He says that's how the Beis Yosef brings in the Rosh also, the Mordechai and so on, Mashram, Daide Gimel Mine Achilos Kavavasas, three different types of foods. However, they're going right to the Dvar of Tumun. Because go back to the Rosh, 18. It's true, the Rosh says, Ochla Shum Rosa, Ochla Botza Rosa, Kisa Pilpul Rosa, which is Mashram what? Combined three different types. But says the Gaon, all the Rosh was doing was what? Quoting the Gemara. That was the Gemara. Just an example. You can't give him a diet from the Rosh. All he's doing is quoting the Gemara. So he gives the example. The Gemara gives. Who says? The Gemara itself said back in 16, Elamar Bayi, Asuya Achla Shum Rosa, Achla Betzelim Rosa, Achla Pilpul in Rosa. So he's just quoting the Gemara, right? Dvarta, the Lashon Rosh, Kedivar Gemara. Okay, so anyway, the Gaon isn't so sure about it, okay? And he says that you really need to have one, okay? Then he goes on to discuss why, what about kvitzas and why it's different. Okay, but anyway, the Gaon says it's o achilas shum, o achilas pilpul, and it doesn't have the same food. All right, so you can't be medayi. Rabbi Akiva Eger, on the daf here in Sifkov Gimel, on the Shulchan Aruch, Bikivager says, "Bipshuta nira the dafka b'chai gavna came with us with gimel money minim charifim." Okay, he says it's true. He leans to say that it doesn't have to always be the same food. A gimel minim charifim, but he says, "Avalim achol gimel ponim shum." But if Taka she ate garlic three times, then she's only kavash for garlic. Now, does she eat three different types? So she's kavash for any type of the sharp food. But if achla gimel pam shum kavarak l'shum, they said kavar b'shor amud the shor chamor gamal have a mud l'kol by negicha shor, okay by shor amud if the shor only goes shorim it's only mud just for the shorim, it's not mud for other types of animals and so on, okay. In order to establish the vessels for all foods, that's with different foods, okay, and that's. It came in Mele Gam Ba'achla Beit Pam Shum Barasa Ba'achla Batzal Barasa the Lahuk Baklal. He said, "This is a Taka Dolok Baklal." One second. You need to think that because then he says it's Mashma that it's all Dvar Chayv Mitzdarfen. It is a Tzarchian. Okay, but the main thing I want to bring out from that where we can't make you anger is that if you Taka ate only one of them, then you're only Kovei for that one. If you ate the other three, you know, all three, then you can be kameh for sharp foods in general. That's a possibility. But as far as if you only ate one thing, you only kameh for that one thing. Okay? And finally, in this point, the Pesachei Tshuva, the quotes the Chavos Das, he says, "Im ochle shar dvar mechamim gimel pama lo rosa, lo nekar vest mechil shum tzom pipolin." Okay, "im ochle shum gimel pama lo rosa, nekar vest is mekola dvar." That's kind of a funny sheet to Chavos Das. It would look like you can only be okay the vessels the way it was established. But if you ate garlic, onion, and pepper, the only way to undo it is by eating one of those foods and not seeing. In other words, if you just didn't see after garlic, it doesn't undo everything. This undoes it for, that's what you think. But then he says, "Avalim achla shum gimel pom velo rosa, then nekar ves mekol advarim. Kev in the nekar min echad meminu shenishchaskar adam." Once,
Does anybody make the dimyon to like the Gemara in Baba Kama talks about negichos for different types of animals?
Yeah, no, that's what Kivager. Kivager says, but the previous six, I mean, says 22. Kivager in 22 says it's like shoramud, hamud l'shoram, it's not mud l'chamorim and so on. So yeah, he makes that. Okay, now. The question is, getting back to the...
that's Mario over there did say, like, that had the whole discussion about...
Yes, so the Kivager makes it, leaves it talking about it, the same thing. Okay, now getting back to the more significant issue, I suppose, here is you know, not the types of foods, okay? But the question of what role does Yomim play here with foods, okay? And, you know, Aflog and so on. So the Tosas says, Tosas here says, how similar is this to Kvitzus? And then really basically the question. All these Yomim play here. Now, can Achila on its own establish a, can Achila three times on its own establish a Vesus even without corresponding to particular days? Right? That's our question. What role does Yomim play over here? So the Tosas on that Dafanidus on Gilbay, Dilmasu Ochlashum, says, we saw this. Why didn't the Gemara later on, the Mishnah later on in Samach Gimel bring up Kritza? Remember, the Mishnah listed a whole bunch of bodily symptoms. And it said, okay, the Gemara asked, what is Kayotzeb come to include? So it comes to include foods, certain types of foods. So the Gemara tells us this, why didn't it mention Kritza also? Because kvitza is different, because as we learn, those results, kvitza by itself cannot establish a vessus unless it's an association with jumping on particular days, right? So yesterday, right? She jumps every fourth Sunday. She sees when she jumps, and then she's considered a vessus kavua for jumping on those Sundays, etc. Okay, so that's Yishlomar the Eino Kavas Vessus Kvitza Lechudayu. Aval achila shum lo chashiv onus. Tosus makes that chilik. Tosus makes that chilik. Okay, like Alex said before, kamot torah. Okay, shel kvitza.
So
That's what you're referring to, right? In 24. Tosis makes that point. Again, conceptually, it strikes me as a little bit difficult to understand, I'm being honest, but that's what Tosis says. He says, Achil on its own can be Kovea Vesis, even without, unlike Kvitz, even without days. Okay? I don't know why, but okay, I guess it's a little more internal, a little more direct. Okay? The Rashba, it's a little unclear. The Rashba writes, again, in Torah Sabai, same place by Zion Shar Gimel. Okay? He seems to be saying that food alone, at first he seems to be saying that, that food alone can be Kovea Vesis. Okay, okay, as opposed to kvitza. So, but in the bias hakotzer, it's a little unclear. It seems to me in that bias arc, when the bias hakotzer, where you kind of present everything as the title suggests in brief, 26. Kagosh from Fahekes, Misatesha, Shoksal Zotzirim, Bechavolim, Behu Anikor versus the Gufa. And he doesn't say, included in Vesaguf, he doesn't mention in the Bayasot Kotzer, he doesn't mention these type of foods. Sounds like maybe he's saying, again, I can't be Medaik exactly, but it sounds like he might be saying that I most understand the Rashba as holding that Vesas does require Yamim. This Vesas of foods does require Yamim. Okay, that's how most learn the Rashba. Okay, but regardless of what the Rashba says, the Ravid for sure, the Ravid in 27, the Balei Nefesh Shara Tikkun Avesus in Gimel Ravid, but Oje Shavesa Cher Shein Migufa, Ela Shein Tlir B'Maisa Uve Yamim. That's the key word. Kigaon Ochos Shumar. So the Ravid leaves no doubt. The Rashba, so again, Tosas in one extreme. Tosas says, you know, Tosas says Tosas neither Samach Gimel Ravid Alav Dimas Ochos Shum. Atosa says achil on its own can be kaveya for certain types of foods without yamim. Rashba, I don't think it's clear. Okay, most learned the Rashba holds that you do require yamim. I don't think it's so clear from the words. You can be medayik that way more from the Torah of Baisa Kotzer as it did in 26. But the Ravid is clear when he lists these are vestas which are migufa but a tula b'maisa ubiyamim. He both kigon and he wins al chashum rosa al chabat rosa kiska pil rosa kafta rosa cheni mocha kolaver davar churfa rosa chayim and shakavala shosh from raising vessels, but he ties it into the days. Okay, he ties it into the days. So the Ravid is pretty clear. Okay, that the vessels does require yamim.
Andy,
yeah,
I just thought I'd add when Alex and I were doing that Tosas, the way I thought Tosas was doing mechalik. I mean, it's not in Tosis at all, but maybe you could say that something which is like kvitzos, it makes her physically like weakens her body and it can't hold the blood in anymore, as opposed to, you know, food, the sharp food, it changes the chemical balance in her body such that her body thinks it's time for her regular period.
Okay. I mean, again, I don't know enough about the anatomy, maybe, but it's true. Again, kvitzos is so, I can understand, and I think you're right. Kvitzos being an external thing, no question. I mean, you're creating pressure and so on, so you're jumping around and so on and so forth. So that does, you know, whereas food is more natural or more normal. Okay, you want to say it affects the chemical compound of the body. Okay, it makes a lot of sense. I won't disagree with that. Okay. Again, a little bit of, but I can kind of accept it. I mean, again, it is what the Rishonim say. So, and I do see kvitza being more of an onus. I really do. I mean, you know, no question. Okay, and it more the way I put it was yesterday, more of an external. I think right. I think that's the term I used yesterday. Kvitza is more of an external. Okay, so I would make sense 100%. All right, I printed. I think I made a mistake. I printed on Ban here. For 28 in Parakei Ozvav Hilchus Nida, he said Hala Vesagufa Ein La Yom Kavua. So I thought maybe he's talking about something else. Okay, and we'll get to shortly about, you know, when do you have to be Choshesh? We'll get back to that point, but it sounds like he's splitting Vesagufa, and it also requires a Yom Kavua. And then I looked at it again. I'm not positive, but it looks like Ramban saying that also Hala Vesagufa Ein La Yom Kavua. Okay. So it can't do it by itself, but I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, again, I'm not sure what to say about eating. But let's look at so you can leave that out. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch here in Tzimkim Chav Kimel. The Ramah continues. The Yesh Omrim Shekol Zeh Shetira Aydei Michael Dino Kimo Shetira Aydei Kvitza. Some say that's the Yesh Omrim, right? That anything which is established because of eating, the same as Kvitza or any other Maisa she does. Shemikri Aydei Onas Ve'Ena Kovaz Vesas Ela Imayomim. That's. See, that's a big show. That's what held the Rashba held. I thought it wasn't so clear the Rashba, but for sure the Rashba held, for sure the Rivet held. I mean, for sure, not for sure to me the Rashba held, but for sure the Rivet held. However, V'yesh Omrim, Shadino Kevesa Shatira de Mikra Shabagufa, the Kavas is Afila below Yomim, that's Tosis. So the Ramah really doesn't decide. Ramah simply quotes the two Shitas that we just saw. Okay, Tosis one extreme, and the Rivet, he quotes Rashba. On the other, and doesn't really tell us what he holds. The Taurus HaShlomim in Sukkot Mem Beis is, I forgot the prince of Sukkot Mem Gimel. Okay, he says, either one, Sukkot Mem Gimel is more important one actually. He says, Yishmi Machmer. He says, Yishmi Machmer. Okay? Good. All right, that's so much for Sukkot and for Sivchav Gimel. Moving now to Sivchav Dalet. All right, so,
Is there any hechrich which way the Beis Yosef or the Ramah are paskening?
Again, it's not really. You know, he quotes it. We have that sometimes shocharch, and so we just see what the Achronim say. Tarsom says right to be machmir. Uh-huh. Sorry, I forgot to print. Take a look in the Tarsom Shikat Mem Gil. Okay. The next issue is,
does this have any nafkaminas for the birth control pills?
Yeah, so really, since you brought it up, I was going to mention it later. But really, this whole discussion, why are we spending so much time on this? Why are we worried about this? Because I guess the most modern day application of this will be the birth control pills. Okay, so yeah, I mean, it should. I mean, this really, as many poskim learn from these issues when they decide whether the birth control pills may be today's equivalent of this type of messes, right? So the outside causing it, right? I mean that's very much so. That's why it is no gila
maisa. In the packs of the that comes with the yamim also.
Yeah, right. It is associated with days, but this machlokas this issue will impact that discussion as well. Okay. That you could have a vessel based on that, or she sees X number of days after the placebo, whatever. We'll see. I'll mention at the end. Okay, but it's very much, that's one of the reasons, we're here living in Hilchos Nidus, Shulchan Aruch, so I'm going through everything in Shulchan Aruch, but yes, this is relevant. It is relevant to that. We'll come back to that. The question now is when, or until when, let's say it's just be choshesh for any of these things, okay? How long does it be choshesh for? So the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Beis says, "Hoysali muda lios roa betchilas havestos." Okay, and kolatarish also betoch havestos tmeos, but besof havestos kolatarish also besof havestos tahoros. Okay, and the Mishnah says a woman saw at the beginning, and Rashi says important Rashi 32 besof vessels bevestos degufa kamar. We're talking about vessos deguf here. Okay. So did she see it right away when she has these symptoms, she right away bleeds. It comes together, okay? As opposed to, afterwards. So the Mishnah says, if she sees at the beginning of experiencing any of these vestos haguf, okay, then any taurus that she touched in that time are tamei. However, if she normally sees at the end of the vestos, she normally sees at the end of this bout of sneezing or the pain, the stomach pains or cramps or whatever, so then, anything to touch are tahora. Okay? That's the Mishnah. Now, the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh here, again, it's the Shirashai Tikkun Vesta Simon Aleph, 33, right? The Hod Darmin and the Chol Osa Ona Asura, Dafka Bevesta the Yomi. That which we learned earlier this year, right? We said that the woman's expecting her period on day X. So that whole Ona, right? That whole 12 hour period, day or night, she's Asura, right? We discussed that. Then they have the Orzarula, who has the extra on and so on, right? I mean, that's in other words, once we've determined that a woman has a vessel, so the question is, when does she, what happens when, after that point, right? That's the issue. And You know, so we say, and we had the whole discussion back then, right? She has to be parish from her husband the entire time of that onus avesis, which is a 12-hour unit. So it's during the daytime, she's parish the whole daytime. During the nighttime, the whole nighttime, okay? And we mentioned that for this purpose, day and night, you know, depends on Eitz HaChama and Shkia, right? We discussed that back then, okay? And everyone agrees. But this would seem to be the issue, and that's why we've mentioned sometimes, like today. I think today's the latest Zwicha. I think they're made to this week. I think 7:20. I think it is this week or next week. This I think is the 7:21. No, I don't know. You check on my Zman. But I think today in this area that the sunrise is on 7:20, 7:21. This week I think is the latest it gets. So my point is, you have a woman who gets up at 6:30 in the morning. 7:21?
Yeah.
I think today this.
7:20.
Ah, okay. So it's one. It's certainly among the latest. So let's say a woman gets up at 6:45, which is not a late rise. You know, not exactly. Sorry, not early rising. You know, gets up at 6:45, and she sees dawn. So it's very easy to assume. Well, she got up for the day, right? But it's still nighttime. Well, it's before the zrichin. So you know, you have to be careful with that. But anyway. You have to know when she's been parished the following month. Now, of course, you have the owner of the Arzuruah, etc. But when it comes to our issue, says the Rav, an important point in 33. V'hod amrin the kol osa on Arzuruah, dafka beveses the yomi, al veses the gufa, kegom, mefahekes, mateshes, etc. V'choshesh, v'chikresim, v'chol osa nashlim, v'shosenu, v'parakah isha, shosa tzvachar, and our whole Mishnah. Eina Arzuruah elim vesta bilvad. Okay. Ben Yesha Yom Kabulos and Simon Ben Elo. Doesn't make a difference. You only are also once those symptoms arrive. You hear the rabbi saying. He's saying that which we asa her, the whole ona, okay, the following month, that's only by Vesa Yom. When it comes to Vesa Guf, she's not usa until whatever the thing is happens. Okay. It doesn't matter whether Vesa Guf is associated with a particular day or not. Okay. And if she does a Bedika, he says, yeah, so it's only us, not only that, okay, but also I will lift the vest of Mutaris. Vin Bodka Bishat says, well, over us, the Mutaris Lachar Vesses. Okay, but that's a Dafka Shehi Regila Liros Kolaribis of Havesses. I will regila us when Achar Vesses through the Vesses of Kolyon. Okay, if she continues to have a Ria once the symptoms stop and she continues to discharge blood, okay, which is normal, so then obviously it's going to continue after. But that's the Ravid's point, okay? If she only sees during the vessels, if she sees after the bodily sensations stop, so then she'll see the rest of the day the following month, okay? You understand the Ravid? So again, he says when it comes to these type of pains or cramps or whatever it is, until she gets it, she's muteris, okay? But in terms of being, and after, it's also after she gets it, it stops. But in terms of, she continues to see afterwards, then she's obviously in a sewer. That's the Rav says. Ramban, I quoted in Hilchos Nidah Ramban, Perek Vav, Ches Tes Yiraf Yud Beis Yud Gimel. What happened to Yud? Okay, I think the Yud belongs, it was a printing mistake, not my printing, I think in the edition. I think the Yud belongs before the third line of Tes, which is Ein Ma'oros Halo. I think that's Yud. Okay, anyway, it's just a summary. Okay, the Ramban agrees, the Rashba and the 35 Bayis Aruch, Bayis Zayin, Shar Gimel, and the Bayis HaKotzer, and the Rosh, and the Perek Tes, they all agree. Let's look a little bit about that Ramban, because it's a nice summary. Ramban writes, Kfar B'yarnu, She'isha Kavas Leveset Be'oros Shebekufa, Afapi She'im Behem Yom Kavos. So you also paskin, you don't need Yom when it comes to Veset Shebekufa. But he writes in Tess, Ein Vesaguf Oser El Shaito, just at that time. Ketzer, Haisel, Wood Mikmalo, Bechatze Yom, Choshez, Bahem Shah, Achas, Mutaris of Shamishat, Oser Shah. Okay, up until that point. And Erol of Elora, Oser, the Medeka Sats, Halachas, Manaves, Mutaris, Kol Shah Yom. Okay, and then what it should be Yud, he says, Ein Moros, Halolo, Shimon, Chacham, Kavaz, Zesem, Achas, Chaverta, you can't combine them and so on. Mentioned that. Yeah, it's a review. It's worth looking over. Okay. And again, at the end, he says also, we talked about Kvitsa in your base, in Gimel. The last one, Haves Alol, Shahin Kuin, Bachilos, Ula Kvitsa, Enochashan, El Shaitan. Again, that's the rule. That's what he said. Rashba also, Ol Yesh Hefresh Echad Menein Shabbes HaPosher Enech Hoshet El Shah Shabbes Bovad. Okay, Chomer Miyad She Neschilas Lepavayik. As soon as she starts sneezing, whatever, that's the period. Okay? And again, he qualifies. The Dafke Kesharia Kula Mivlas B'toch HaVestas. Again, we said it before. Okay? The Bayis HaKotzer in 36. Kal versus the Guf from Mishar HaVestas. This is the Kula in Vesta Guf as opposed to the other Vestas. We don't have the other Vestas the whole day. The whole owner. And here it's only that period of time. And the Rosh also, 37, Chaynami, Kishagiza Yom, Hapir, Tzuchle, Rosh, Bala, Kola, Ona, Kadim, Vesel, Yomim, Abba, Vesel, Rapik, Lechude, Eina, Tzuchle, Rosh, Ela, Bishah, Sapir. So that's what all of the Shonim say. And we look now in Sif Chav Dalad, 38, Sif Chav Dalad, Yekulam, Ein, Choshim, Lehem, Ela, Shaita. Okay, son? Hai, Sir, Regila, Leros, Ina, Skolas, Ves, Miyara, Sur, Kolz, Manam, Shokas, Aveses, that's she always sees accompanying that those symptoms. Okay. The Shach. Makes a strange comment. It's a Shach says something unusual. He says, Nira kol shekain in maschelas gam kodem havesas the tzricha lifrosh kol osa ono lishalifn havesas. He says if she normally starts before the arrival of those symptoms, then she should be parish that whole ono. So the question is, well, what do you mean? She doesn't know yet. It's a strange statement. You know, what he's saying is that if there's normally a long time between the vesa guf and the dam. Okay, I don't know. What is it? If she sees the beginning of the vessel, she's been choshes the owner before. How does she know she's going to get it? So it's a little unusual. It's a little strange what the shop is saying here. That's the Chavos Das discussion. And the next page I printed the Chavos Das in the Biurim, Sikot Laman Aleph, especially Sikot Laman Beis. I don't understand the shock at all. He says, yes, what's the case? How could we choshes the previous owner? She doesn't know what's going to happen. Okay, so he says it must be talking about Onabeninus or some other thing. Okay, but there's a question really, if the woman knows that when she sees this, has this experience, but she doesn't get her period right away, some time goes by. So that's what some posts can recommend in such a case that she should mach with the owner or the Zeruah also. And if she gets it, let's say she gets this thing, it's always the next day. The day before, how long? And again, this relates to the birth control question. If she X number of times, she always gets the period after X number of days after the placebo pill, right? And after the X number 4 days later, so she doesn't have to be choshes for 4 days, okay? But the day before she expects it, I think that's what the post was saying. No, I think that's the accepted view. Okay, we'll come back to that. So quickly, so that's the Chavos Das. Okay, the Chavos Das says, "L'char kashim heichet tesis tzitzav l'achosh mitchilas aveses." Okay, so he says, "Well, because that's considered the same day." But then he quotes the Shach and Sikot Mechav Beis. How do you know? So therefore, he says, it "Goes in owner banners." Okay, you can look that through. It's a minor point. Okay, now the next thing, Sikot Mechav Hei, Sif Chav Hei, Sif Chav Hei, is the following. The Taurus HaBayis again by Zion Shar Gimel, the Rosh again, Perek Tes Siman Aleph Hasheni, and both say that if the Vesas HaGuf is on its own, then she only needs to be choshes when that thing happens. But it's also the day she needs to be choshes the entire time. Okay, again, Od Hefer Sheish Menem Shabesas HaPoshet Kevin Shein LeYom Yedua EF Shalachos LaAd Shetivak. You can't be parched before you know what's going to happen. On the vessel is Murkov, then Koshigia Osa Ona, Shulam with the Rose, but Koshin Kol Osa Ona, Mitkilas on that sofa. Kedar Shikoshal Vesa Yamim. Same thing at the Rosh right. Okay? And that's how Shulchan Paskins in Sif Chav Hei. 43. If Echad Me'elu Bol is Man Yadua, Oz Vada Asur, Kol Osa Vesa, Kamal Vesa Yamim greater. Right? Clear? Right? If it comes with us the day, then it's not just when those symptoms start, but it's the whole time. Okay, now, Yeah. The Taz thinks there in Sikhot Lama Taz that there's a bit of a steer here. Okay? Because Marshall Hod, the cause of a Sif Chav Dalit, Eina Choshesh El Shaita, right? That's what we saw before, right? And that's what Amos says. The Professor Tolib Guf, Eina Choshesh Rak Shaita. Apparently, that's only true if Shalom Haisa Osevesa Guf Liyomet. Right? Once you learn Sif Chav Hei, or the Rishon and the prompt of Sif Chav Hei, you see that what it said back in Sif Chav Dalit, which was in 38, right? Ain choshem ela b'shaita. Yeah, that's if it's not associated with yomim. If it is associated with yomim, then you have to be choshem the whole day, right? The whole owner, because of the yomim connection. The versus morka, right? Right. So that's fine. Except the Taz points out at the steer in the Ravid. As you look back in the Ravid in 33, the Ravid says, with regards to versus the gufa, look at 33, we have a steer. But the Ravid says, am versus the gufa, Ain't a sure el investment, bain yesha yom kabul aus and simon bain ela. Okay, the Ravid seems to say not. The Ravid seems to, I mean, you can say we're not passing out the Ravid, but it says the problem is that they both quote from the Ravid. Okay, the Ravid over there in number 33 said bain yesha kabul aus and simon bain not. So, gamkain ain't a sure el shaitan. So he thinks that the Ravid is difficult. They said the Bachar raised this kasha. And he basically answers the Taz. It's a little difficult to see others disagree. Okay, of course, I guess he says a different case altogether. But the Taz wants to resolve the stira, and he says as follows: He says when you have a vesus morkov, even when you have a vesus morkov, nothing happens until the symptom arrives. But then you'll be choshish for the whole rest of the ono. But if it weren't a Vesus Morkov, you would not have to be choshish for the whole rest of the owner just for that period of time when you have the symptoms themselves. That's what Taz seems to say. Okay, even by Vesus Morkov, the choshish is just from the time that the Vesus Guf arrives. But by Vesus Guf alone, then you're choshish, just as long as you have that experience. And afterwards, not. So that's how he says the difference. The Shach in the Kuzak Kesef Sukkot Yud disagrees that he doesn't make sense. He says, Nirali, that's not what the Ravid meant when he says Yesh Yom Kavua. One second. Yeah, he gives a strange, it's really a difficult shach. Difficult shach, and Torah Shalom, challenged it. It's a very dochuk. Very dochuk. He says that the one case was she did this for many, many months. I look at the fourth line on the next page. Hainu she'ira she'piyako o itza harbe roshei chadoshim zeh hazeh v'lo rosa. And Cain, yesh yom kavua l'simono halalo. One moment. It's not a regular versus yomim. I forgot what he was trying to say. One second. Just a moment. See, the Torah Shalom is simpler. It's Yerkot Mem Zayin. He just says that the one place the Rosh, the Ravid holds what he holds, the other place the Rosh is quoting what he thinks the Ravid said, but the Ravid didn't mean that. So that doesn't, that's not a steer. It's two different ways of, two different Rishonim. But what's the Shach's Teretz again? Then in case we yom kavua, let's see more of halal. Bahar piya shnei rosh gam zeh and never rosh. In case we halacha the mitzvah piya greida, halacha rosh gam zeh gufa bal is man yadua. I have to look over the shach. It seems like it's two different cases, but it's a very strange teretz. All right, let us finish up sif chavav. Okay, if it's okay, sif chavav. Sif chavav is based on the Ramban and Hilchos Nida in Karkvav Osiyud Dalad. Kashem Shechoshesh Levesa Yom Papam Achas Kach Choshesh Levesa Guf Ketzad Hoyim Efahekes Rosa Pam Achas Shem Efahekes Pam Acheres Choshesh Shem Shevesa Yom Shem Nikwa One time it's out. Same rules as other vessels. Three times to undo it, and so on. It's interesting that this is like the end of Ramban 47. Ain lecha davar shetorch talmud dini hazav nazek chashash avestus. An editorial comment from the Ramban. It's nothing so complicated as this. Okay, but anyway, that's the Ramban. So Shulchan Aruch writes here. What's considered uburi, mishiyikra, and mikra, below tira, if the same circumstances develop, but this time it's not accompanied by any blood. So, haya mikra, lizman yadua, which we said is the best of the murkab, and unakra, and kain boa mikra, shalosh pam bizmano, or also, mikra levado, osman levado, so also him, and unakra. All right, that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules. Like the Ramban, it's the same thing. And the Chavis Das, the Kotan Ben Beis, says, it happens after the fact. Comes back. Okay. And the Pesach Tshuva is important. Chav Zion writes, okay, it says same idea. I just want to end off. Okay, first of all, just quickly to summarize everything, to put everything together before I just show you. I may not have talked to them today, but there's two tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein at the end. Okay, just in terms of a summary. So regarding, let's say we started regarding kvitzos. Let's summarize up to this point regarding kvitzos. Okay. According to Rashi, kvitzos can be kaveh by themselves. You don't need days. Okay? They're kaveh levad. And Rov Rishonim disagree, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that no, kvitzos is only with yamin. Right? Then it's Vesaguf. Okay, Vesaguf, the Rambam says, also requires yamin. The Rambam said, okay, they can't be, even Vesaguf can't be kaveh itself. Remember that Rambam yesterday? But it comes to Rov Rishonim disagree. He said, no. And that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Vesaguf can be kaveh by itself. And then the sharp foods. So here we said maybe there's a machlokas. Okay, some say the Rosh says even without Yom Kippur, Rashba, and certainly the Ravid, I say no, you need Yom in there too. So that's just summary. Those are the three things that we discussed the last couple of days: kvitza, Besagub, and Macholam Harifim. And then we had the side issues of whether the action from yesterday helped. Remember that was machlokas. The Shulchan whether the if the Maisa was the day before, would that help or not? Because Rambam said that. Do not be covered from the day before, and the Rav Rishpoh said you could. All right. Anyway, that's the point I wanted to mention. Just also to share with you, okay, it's in terms of kvitzas, according to Rambam, everything needs yamin. Kvitzas requires yamin, and the other thing requires yamim, and the reason the Rav said is, again, what is a vesis? The Rav was, what is a vesis? Is a vesis a din in a chazaka that she's going to see this in this time? Or is a chazaka, I think we mentioned this, chakir, or is a vesis the chalos of eis nidasa, in the language of the Torah, eis nidasa, right? So according to Rashi, it's a chazaka, and that's why Rashi says, kvitzos alone also work. He went out yamim. Right, kvitzos also, and vesaguf also. Whereas according to the Rambam, a vesis is a chalos of eis nidasa. Okay, so for that you need eis, and you need days also. Okay, and there's also thing is that even a vesaguf won't work by itself. That's Rambam. Nothing works by itself. Question is the middle shita. Okay, the middle shita. So it could be, the middle shita that says vesaguf cannot work by itself without days, but kvitzah can't. Okay, so why? none of those Rishonim. So the Rav said, could be they fundamentally agree, okay, that you need Yomim, okay, and not just Kvitzas, but there's a Chalos Shem Vesis, not only in the days, but also on a person. Okay, so certain personal activities, you know, not far external, like jumping, but like eating, things like that, that is a Chalos Shem Vesis for the person. They mentioned that to Kulik. Just to end off, there are two tshuvas that I printed, and please read through them. We'll finish with this. Two tshuvas from Moshe Feinstein. It was Moshe Rade Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Dalet. Beinian Vesa Guf Dikei B'Chazesh. It's pain in the chest. Okay. B'dvar Isha She'en Lo Vesa Yomim. Avol Kimat B'chol Pom Shavu Akonu Reso. About a week before. Yesh Okei B'Chazesh. Chest pain. Okay. At the beginning, it's very light. Right. B'tchilahu Kei Rafa. B'charkach Mishchazek Kei. Then it gets stronger and so on. And then it gets lighter again and so on. And then she sees down. He says, Hine Vadai Ein Lachush Achatis Rafa Kei Odapam. So first of all, since there seem to be three steps, okay, she has a pain in the chest, then it gets sharper, then it gets lighter. She doesn't have to be kosher to the last physical symptom before the period. That's one important point. Whatever, you can plug in whatever physical symptoms you want. It says the point of emotions here is you're only kosher for the last physical symptom. We just saw. He's extrapolating this one we just saw. Right, if she sees at the end, you don't have to be worried about the end. Okay. Achudavka require nikbal aves as guf, aval metchila torachikos gamal yomim. Okay, but that's if she already has the aves as guf. Otherwise, she has to, you know, okay, she has to be choshesh for yomim as well. Yeah. Then he writes in the second bar, Masha kosov yedidi shall be rov haschalos hakev who shavul if neiria v'chein kosov rov mitzvapa odapam v'ostira nedvar haschalos hakev lo ichpaslam. Okay, you have a cold palm riosa achashin is gado hakev and nisrape. If nisrape, not with olive for the hay, it softens, right? Not sharp. So again, he says, since there are multiple goof symptoms, you don't have to worry about the first one. Okay, and then the last one is the ikar vesis. But, avalim hariya achashin is rape, oda palm, ena labaroba palm, vye shiro gam bishah, vye sashay cave chazak. But if sometimes she sees when it's a sharp pain, okay, so then you have to be choshish for that. Okay, that's an atzum of Ramosha, all right. And then in your day chelik gimel, that was your day chelik aleph and peidal. In your day chelik gimel soon nun aleph. And also an interesting question. Many times, this is not uncommon. There's some sort of ksamim. Okay, the woman has like spotting before she gets a period. Okay, that's a very important and very highly relevant case. Okay, do the ksamim count for tchilas reiyah? She spots a little bit, and then the blood comes all the way. Okay, so this is a debatable point, and we paskin the tchilas riyah is what it goes by, but what exactly is called tchilas riyah? That's the problem. Okay, usually a kesem doesn't create a vesis. Okay, only riyah is done with argosha. Obviously, regularly is done, but we paskin. Therefore, on the other hand, if you find a kesem on a bedika cloth, right, then that's a problem because she inserted it inside. That's considered uterine dam. So the question is, will that kick off, in terms of being kosher next month, will that kick it off? That's an issue. So Moshe writes, Noshim Shem 52. Moshe writes, Noshim Shem Darkin Lewis Ksam Kodim Veston, okay? And so on and so forth, number of days before. Okay, then she has a regular blood flow. And that happens three times. Ikar haveses umeshitira ksamim. That's the beginning of her period. And therefore, the following month, she's a choshesh from that day, whatever, with the afloga, with the yom, and everything else. The gloy milsa, the chenu psikhsamokar. All right? So that's a Moshe. So Moshe says, we don't here. We don't apply the usual kulas of ksamim, okay? She gets her period later. So Moshe says that in this case, we don't apply the usual kula of ksamim, because here the ksamim were like a signal that she's going to get her period. And therefore, we have to consider her to be tmeya from the time she saw the ksamim. And that's considered tchilas ariyah. See, that's what Moshe says. Most posts disagree with that. Most Muslims disagree with that. Okay. Then he says again at the end, if she started to see, if she saw some of it, then stopped. Okay. Or she did a bedika and so on, then you don't have to worry about the some at all. But again, many posts can disagree with this motion. All right. I know that around here, I think there was Willing, Solovsky, all side against this emotion. The determining the date is not the summon. Charles be parish from her husband. That would not be considered. That's a machlokas. Okay. Just to finish up, you asked before about birth control pills. Okay. The birth control pills are, you know, a Vesa Guf type of cases. Okay. And so it's also a Vesa Guf, right? So if she sees X number of days after, you know, stopping the pill, or sees X number of days after stopping the pill, so she's mutaris, we assume, until the days before she's supposed to get it. Before she's supposed to get it. And some say just the owner before. But I think we're machmer with the rules. If there's a number of days in between, then we're machmer with the rules only in that case. Okay? According to the Taz, if you remember back there, that's verse 44, that, you know, the Chumadika Taz, according to the Taz, she needs to have a bedika. So maybe here too, if, you know, she still needs a bedika. But I think that that's the standard in terms of birth control pills that Taka will say. So she's always going to get 4 days after the pills. Then she's mutaris the husband until right before, until the day before. We machmer for the, certainly an owner before, but maybe in that case, we machmer or the owner of the rule. Okay, that's a salah ha-maisa. All right, good. Okay, we'll stop here, Mr. Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow.